from this Friday, a new service will be available to people who are out on the town in Dublin and feel unsafe or unwell. What's being called the Nino will be based on Camden Street in the city centre. The van will be in place on Friday and Saturday nights for the next 2 months. Ray O'Donoghue, who's Dublin's nighttime economy advisor, has been telling me about it.
The Nino is Dublin's first time we've ever had a help zone. It's a mobile support unit. So it'll operate from 10 o'clock in the evening till 3 o'clock in the morning. There'll be trained professionals, first aid, a welfare officer, security. It's basically a safe space to catch your breath or get your bearings.
So is it like an ambulance, or what will it look like?
Well, I don't know if you've seen the image. It's a nice, big, bright Nino. So it might be, the name's lighthearted, but I mean, the mission is very serious and it's about keeping people safe. And we wanted a name that was memorable. So that's the point. If people need to use it, that they'll know, you know, remember the name at least.
Yeah, and where will it be based?
The current pilot is going to be on Camden Street. Camden Street is one of the busiest streets in the city. And it'll give us a chance to monitor the area as well. And it's not going to be the only location, but it will be for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
So this isn't just for people who are feeling unwell because they've had too much to drink or whatever. You're hoping to be able to help a broader range of people than that.
Yeah, it's basically for people that are using the nighttime economy users, should we say. So they may have lost their belongings, they may have lost their friends, they may just not feel safe, but they don't want to use emergency services. So I think it's taking pressure off the emergency services, off the guards. That's a kind of a gap between, say, venues and those emergency services.
Mm-hmm. And I gather that similar schemes have operated elsewhere.
They have. I've worked closely with a consultant from the UK as well, who has run a couple over the years in various cities in the UK. And they have worked as well in European cities. So it's not a brand new initiative from a global point of view, but it is definitely from a Dublin point of view and Ireland.
Mm-hmm. So who's funding this?
It's funded by the Department of Justice, this run of it. That's from a community safety fund. And my role is a pilot role. I'm funded by the Department of Culture and Communications. So I guess, and Dublin City Council obviously involved as well. So I guess it's kind of joint funded to an extent, but the primary funder is the Department of Justice.
And is the hope then, Ray, that the Nino will become a permanent fixture, or is it just for the summer?
No, I think that's very much the plan. We piloted it back in at Christmas over a few nights, and it was called a welfare area. We learned from that and we've decided to call it a help zone, that it's a more welcoming, friendly place, won't judge. There's no guards involved, but the guards are there to support us. But it's a non-judgmental, friendly place. And the plan is, yes, if it works, it could become permanent. It could become more than one Nino. It could be countrywide Ninos. We don't know. We're learning as we go along.
It is a brilliant name. Who came up with the name?
Unfortunately, I can't take credit for the name, but I've worked closely with the marketing company and we did go through several different names and we finally decided on that. So I won't take full credit to that, but we did work closely behind the scenes to come up with a name that would be memorable. And mm-hmm. I think that's, we've got that.
You certainly have. Just one other thing, as you mentioned it there a couple of moments ago, the question of, or the issue being non-judgmental, because I know this is something that has arisen in the past, say, when it comes to festivals or whatever, that sometimes people are scared to come forward because they feel that if they've taken drugs and are in trouble or whatever, that they'll end up, you know, with the guards coming after them. That won't be the case.
Exactly. And I think we trialled it with a focus group of young people, and they all really liked the name and they thought it was very approachable and it seemed friendly. So I think they need to understand that we're there supporting the youth primarily. There's no age limitation on it, but primarily the younger people are out using the nighttime economy. So that's very much the mission, that it's there to help them and not to judge them.